Across Appalachian coal country, people are looking for productive ways to restore land damaged by surface mining. A 2018 study found an area roughly the size of Delaware has been mined over the years. Liam Niemeyer reports that some researchers see promise in a fast-growing grass that can help restore damaged land and maybe help both the economy and environment.
Down bumpy back roads deep in central West Virginia, a bright green pasture opens up among the rolling hills of trees. West Virginia University professor Jeff Skousen wants to show off a type of grass that stands above the rest of the Appalachian scenery here, literally.
But you can see you can't hardly walk through this stuff. It's worse than a jungle.
He's dwarfed by this 10 feet tall, greenish-yellow grass called a giant miscanthus. Skousen and other researchers have been growing it on this former strip mine site for a decade. While other crops would struggle with the poor soil quality from past mining, giant miscanthus thrives.
We've never fertilized them. We've never done anything to them other than let them grow, which again demonstrates their ability to grow on sort of marginal mine land areas at this kind of rate every year.
And he believes that biomass could be a solution to revitalizing mined lands and coal mining communities.
Where we could grow a crop like this, sell it to an ethanol producer or some other heating agent, and suddenly we have another sort of economy develop for an agricultural community.
And there's a lot of old mine lands throughout the Ohio Valley. A 2018 Duke University study estimated some 1.5 million acres of central Appalachian land have been impacted by surface coal mining, roughly half of that since the 1980s. Other researchers say miscanthus can also give an ecological boost to these lands.
The health of soil, plants, animals, people, and the environment is one and indivisible.
That's Ohio State University Professor Rotun Lal. He's a soil scientist who led a study growing miscanthus on a former strip mine in southeastern Ohio. He says miscanthus has a thick root system that excels at taking carbon dioxide from the air to store in the soil. That could help fight climate change. And as more carbon and other nutrients are stored each year in this degraded soil, Lowell says the soil quality could improve too.
Hopefully that soil can be also used subsequently for food crop production, corn, soybean.
Efforts to turn miscanthus into an energy source also go back a decade, yet some past efforts have failed because of a lack of demand. And some environmental activists are skeptical about miscanthus used for biomass energy. Kessa Heron is a member of Kentuckians for the Commonwealth, a state progressive advocacy group. The organization put out a proposed clean energy plan in 2017 that excluded burning biomass in its proposal because they didn't consider it a carbon-neutral resource. Heron says while she isn't completely against the idea of miscanthus being burned as ethanol, regulating those emissions is key.
What does burning anything do to our community? And then how our regulatory agency set up on a maximum level mitigate those negative impacts to people and the environment?
Back in central West Virginia, Jeff Skousen is no stranger to the fact that burning biomass releases carbon. But for Skousen, he ultimately wants to find a use for land that coal mining has left behind.
And I just would like to see many more of these lands used in profitable ways, because I think the resources here, land is a permanent resource, and it's always here.
Skousen hopes this hardy grass can be that solution. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm William Niemeyer.